720 WGN on the road with Dane. We're going to play some patriotic music because it isn't always or every day that you're in the presence of an All-American. And when you can combine the just the title of All-American plus great sports plus, you know, one of the most All-American foods on the planet, maybe this planet or any other galactically, right? You've got pizza. Then you're ahead of the game. And then you factor in the whole bucket list sporting events, you know, get out there and enjoy some of the greatest sporting events happening all around the country. College sports, there's nothing like it. In studio, we've got Jason Zone Fisher. He is the Pizza Hut All-American. Jason, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, not only are you not usually around an All-American, I don't know if you've ever been in the presence of a Pizza Hut All-American.
You know, I don't know if you guys are normally incognito or if you're or if usually, you know, there's a mob scene or anything, because you could there could be Pizza Hut All-Americans moving among us on a regular basis that we're unaware of, because you're a humble group, right? No,
well,
not so much.
I'm actually one of one, so this is I am the one and only Pizza Hut All-American.
This is one of those red letter days. You got to get out there and check it out. For hockey fans, college hockey fans, it's a red letter day, of course, because this is the culmination of the Frozen Four as that championship happens right here in Chicago, and you're here to enjoy it with us. So let's talk a little bit about what it is that you're doing. I mean, it's pretty great. A lot of people would enjoy the opportunity. So you have been chosen to go and see some of these great events all around the country and do it in the name of pizza.
I have the best job in the world. Basically, Pizza Hut is the official pizza of the NCAA. So with that, they name me the pizza
for everything,
Hut.
Whether it's all lacrosse,
sports.
Whether it's everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I think doesn't that lend itself to just the diversity and appeal of pizza? That regardless
totally.
Of whether you're an NCAA chess champion,
yeah.
Right, or Division I football, you're going to love pizza.
Exactly. And the NCAA does have a lot of partners who usually do big activations at some of their major events, like what just happened in Phoenix at the men's basketball Final Four.
And you were there.
I was there for that. But what Pizza Hut is doing, they're the first brand ever to do this, is to do something activated every single championship. And I'm kind of the one who does that. So they're sending me to every single NCAA championship in every single sport to create content on social media, to eat a lot of pizza, to give away a lot of pizza, to have fun. So I'm here for the Frozen Four in Chicago.
Very nice.
Last week I was at men's and women's basketball in Phoenix and Dallas.
Understandably cool.
30 sports. Next week I go to Louisiana for the bowling championship. I'm going to all of them.
I was going to say, in the world of Jason Zone Fisher, you know, some days you wake up and you're like, yes, I'm going to the Final Four, and some days it's like, okay, I'm going to see bowling.
Well, you know,
or unless you're just kind of that Renaissance man on the sports side.
They're all exciting in different ways. Some obviously are a little more high profile than others, but it's cool because, you know, some people will get a chance to go to a Final Four in their lifetime, and it's an amazing bucket list type event. But I probably would never go to the bowling championship or the track and field championship or fencing, but it's cool because of this amazing gig I have.
Okay.
I'm getting to experience it all, and it's pretty awesome.
Off the air, we know that you're generally a sports fan,
yeah.
Right? And so you love sports, and you know we'll get into the whole, because you're from Cleveland, right?
Yes.
And so obviously there's been some high moments on the NBA side, right?
Well, this
and
was then, 2016 was a good year.
Yeah,
for Cleveland sports, finally.
Yeah. So you're a fan of the sports anyway, but I think this is cool because as a general sports fan, which one of the sports, you say some of them you wouldn't think to go to, were you really surprised? I mean, did you become a fencing fan? You know,
well,
are you buying some like fencing t-shirts or are you picking up bowling? I mean,
I did get a fencing t-shirt. I did. You know, I don't know that I'm going to be going to every single fencing championship here on out,
right.
But it was cool. I learned a lot about the sport, some like fun facts and interesting little tidbits that each sport has. And there's these diehard fans. You know what I was blown away by? The wrestling championship?
Yeah.
These fans, diehard fans, go every single year, and they've got a tradition during the championship where different people stand up. They say, if you've been, this is your first championship, stand. All right, now if it's your fifth, stand.
Really?
People, there was a guy who's 65th wrestling championship. They just keep coming year after year after year to it.
See?
Pretty loyal. It's pretty cool.
So you're getting in on some of the kind of the unknown stuff that is huge within like that sport or that fan base, and you're kind of privy to it now. This is a lot of pressure because not, you know, you are, and I don't know, I don't want to maybe say this and kind of freak you out or whatever, but if you're going to play the role of and be the physical embodiment of the true fan, that's a lot of pressure because you got to be up every day.
That's true, but you know, it doesn't feel like pressure because I really am a sports fan, so it's easy for me. When my job is I get paid to go to sports and eat pizza, it's not too hard. This is pretty natural for me. I love it. I love sports. I love competition. I love getting to travel, meet new people, and I get to eat pizza the whole time, so it's really nothing to complain about.
So you're carrying the torch
for
Pizza Hut, sharing some of the things that they're doing. Of course, you can get pizza from Pizza Hut all around the country. It is one of our, you know, on the chain side, one of our iconic brands. What is it that you're doing? Is it just like, hey, Jason, just here's your ticket, go enjoy yourself and maybe talk a little bit, or do you have some obligations? You know,
well, I get to meet amazing people like you and talk to you and kind of spread what I'm doing. Okay. Yeah, not bad. But then I also, you know, I'm one guy with this amazing dream job, so I want other people to get to experience what I'm experiencing. So I share all of these really fun photos and videos and all of my moments on Instagram and on Twitter at PH All American. PH like Pizza Hut. So PH All American. If you check that out, it's really cool. You can see where I am each week. I'm in a different city, in a different state, at a different NCAA championship, and I bump into tons of celebrities and athletes. And
well, you're a celebrity
really
now too,
because
you're the PH All American.
Exactly.
Jason Zonefitcher, he is the Pizza Hut All American, and so is it a year? Is it like Miss America, where you're like it's a year long run, or is it like a Supreme Court justice or the Pope, where you just get to do it till you feel tired of it?
I don't know. I know that it definitely goes through the College World Series the end of June. It started in November at the cross country championship, so it's pretty great. Beyond that, I don't know. I'm gonna have to start campaigning like a presidential candidate to keep it going, because I can't go back to normal life after this. This is I'm spoiled. This is amazing.
Early on, just as it was in the founding of our great country, there weren't any term limits in there, so you're kind of in the what we know in the business as the quote unquote the Wild West, where you can start making up your own rules, and if you do a good job, then I think benevolent dictator Pizza Hut benevolent dictator could be good.
That's quite a title as well. I could go for that. And you know what else I need to point out? You might not know see this. I'm wearing the Pizza Hut pie tops. So if you get hungry right now, there's a button in my shoes. I could order us a pizza to the studio
Are you serious?
Yeah, these really work.
So you have, just as though the commander-in-chief has the ability to launch missiles and, control the milk, you have the ability to control pizza and have it appear whenever you...
Yeah, legitimately, like, these things work. I've been ordering pizza from my shoe. There's a button with built-in Bluetooth that knows where I am. Hit a button, order pizza. Only 64 pairs. The pie tops are amazing.
In the spirit of fairness, and just as like a Vladimir Putin has elections, that maybe he's the only one on the ballot. So how would people in the future either sign up or participate or try to be that next Pizza Hut All-American?
Well, you're trying to get me replaced.
Well,
I'm just in the
spirit of fairness.
Yeah,
you know?
Thanks a lot. I'm not even going to tell you the answer to that question. No, but really, if you follow me at PH All American on Instagram and Twitter, I give away sometimes the pie tops. I give away free pizza. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, that's the best place to go for all the information. Pizza Hut All American related is my social media channel.
I love it. Well, here's the thing with celebrities. Sometimes it's difficult for the average listener, the average fan, you know, myself, to be able to relate to them, because you're high atop the mountaintop. You mentioned that you're going to get to see the College World Series. I think that's very exciting, because you're going to see the future Chris Bryant's, the future, you know, Kyle Schwarber's, the future whoever's on the Indians.
Hopefully the Indians draft those guys.
So let's humanize you a little bit. And before we went on the air, you mentioned you're from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the normal condition response is, you know, I'm so sorry, you know, in a way, you know, it's like, sorry that had to happen. But you mentioned that you were actually at Game 7, which was, I think, undeniably, even with a little hindsight, probably the greatest moment for sure in baseball, maybe in sports all time.
It was amazing. It was incredible. You know, it was I'm just so glad that Rajay Davis of the Indians hit that home run so Indians fans could at least have that moment, because I will always take that with me forever. When we came back and momentum was on our side, it felt like the Indians were going to win it. That was such a level of joy. I was more used to the heartbreak of losing a Game 7. That was a familiar feeling, but at least I got to experience that moment for as brief as it lasted. That was fun. And, you know, if we had to lose to anybody, I am glad it was the Cubs. They were definitely America's team. You know, I've always rooted for the Cubs when not playing the Indians. It's really true. So I took solace in that at least it went to a deserving fan base.
Well, at least the game didn't end with the ball stuck to the chest protector of the catcher in some strange way. So
you're right.
So there's that. Before we let you go and wrap up the show, one more time with the social media, the website?
Yeah, PH All American. Hey, and if you're getting hungry, it's really easy to order pizza, pizza.com. This is why they pay me the big bucks. I know what I'm doing. It's easy. You can do it on Amazon Echo right now, even.
Or just get the shoes from Jason Fisher. He is the Pizza All American. Jason, thanks so much for coming in and spending time on the show with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a blast.
We're going to take a break. Then we will send it to news. It's Dane here on the road on 720 WGN.